Good morning. It's Thursday, April 23rd, and here's your AI briefing. The theme today is that AI is moving from assistant mode into operating mode. In the last 24 hours, the biggest shift is not just smarter models. It's major platforms turning AI into the layer that runs office work, software delivery, and security operations. First, Google used Cloud Next to push hard on workplace automation. TechCrunch reports that Google is rolling out workspace intelligence across Gmail, Docs, Sheets, Chat, Calendar, and Drive. The practical message is important. This is less about chat and more about replacing busy work. Google says Gemini can build sheets from prompts, fill data about 9 times faster than manual entry, turn messy text into structured tables, and help draft or rewrite documents using context from a user's own files and communications. Office software is becoming a serious AI battleground. Second, Google also made a major infrastructure play. In its own Cloud Next posts, Google introduced 2 8th-generation TPU chips, TPU 8T for training and TPU 8i for inference. The company is explicitly designing hardware for the agent era, where low-latency inference at scale matters as much as giant model training. Google says TPU 8T can scale to 9,600 chips in one superpod, while TPU 8i is tuned for high-throughput serving. When a hyperscaler splits hardware around agent workloads, that's a sign enterprise demand is getting real. Third, OpenAI is going after the same workplace territory. The Verge reports that OpenAI has launched cloud-based workspace agents inside ChatGPT for business, enterprise, edu, and teachers' plans. These agents can be shared across teams, pull context from company systems, follow team processes, and ask for approval when needed. The examples are specific. One agent finds product feedback on the web and sends a report to Slack, while another drafts follow-up emails in Gmail. That moves OpenAI's pitch from chatbot to shared digital coworker. Fourth, distribution is starting to look like the new moat. TechCrunch reports that OpenAI is partnering with Infosys to bring tools including Codex into Infosys Topaz AI platform, with early focus on software engineering, legacy modernization, and DevOps. That matters because enterprise adoption is increasingly flowing through big services firms, not just direct SaaS sales. Winning in AI now means not only having a model, but having a route into large organizations. Fifth, the caution flag today is security. The Verge, citing Bloomberg, reports that Anthropic's restricted Mythos cybersecurity model was accessed by unauthorized users through a third-party contractor environment. Anthropic had limited access because it viewed the model as dangerous if misused. So the lesson is clear. As labs ship stronger cyber agents, vendor security and access controls become product issues. And sixth, on the governance and culture side, Spotify has started rolling out voluntary AI labels for music with DistroKid as the first partner, according to The Verge. It won't solve AI music flooding on its own, but it does show that disclosure is moving from debate into actual product implementation. Now, top three new business ideas. Number one, agent rollout advisory for mid-market companies. Help firms decide which workflows should become shared workspace agents, how approvals should work, and how to measure ROI. It serves operations leaders and CIO teams. It's timely because Google and OpenAI both just made team-level agents much more concrete. Number two, AI modernization services for legacy software estates. Think enterprise migration, coding copilots, and DevOps automation for companies too small for an Infosys-style engagement. It serves older enterprises and private equity-backed portfolios. It's timely because the OpenAI Infosys deal validates modernization as a real budget category. Number three, AI vendor security audit firm. This business would test how AI tools connect to contractors, vendors, and cloud environments, especially for high-risk cyber products. It serves enterprises buying advanced AI systems. It's timely because the Mythos incident highlights third-party exposure as a real pain point. And top three new product or app ideas. Number one, an inbox-to-action agent manager. This app would watch Gmail or Outlook, summarize threads, suggest next steps, and trigger approval-based actions across Slack, CRM, and task tools. It serves managers, founders, and sales teams. It's timely because Google and OpenAI are both training users to expect this workflow. Number two, an AI music provenance dashboard. This would help labels, distributors, and creators track where AI was used in a track, generate disclosures, and surface trust signals to listeners. It serves music platforms and rights holders. It's timely because Spotify has begun rolling out AI labels, which creates demand for the tooling behind them. Number three, an agent infrastructure cost optimizer. This app would route agent workloads across models and compute types based on latency, price, and privacy needs. It serves startups and enterprises deploying large numbers of agents. It's timely because Google's TPU split between training and inference signals that cost-aware routing is about to matter more. That's the briefing for today. The headline is that AI is becoming a workflow layer, a channel strategy, and a governance problem all at once. Thanks for listening.